Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of another day, and we thank you for that beautiful worship song where we sing about being a servant to one another. We ask for that grace in each of our lives. We thank you for the ministries in this place that do that already, St. Matthew's, the Thrift Shop, Salvation Army, and so many others. May we be your hands and your heart to this world in need of your love. Amen. Welcome, everybody. It's good to be with you. I'm going to be doing a little videoing today, so this keeps me in one spot, so that's why I have this. Otherwise, I'll be all over the place. As you know, over the past few weeks, I've been reflecting with you on the gift of God's call in our life to be faithful stewards. The first week, I reflected with you on the stewardship of our heart. Last week, the stewardship of our time. And it was interesting, over this past week, a couple of people came to me and just shared how they had used the stewardship of their time over this past week, 57 minutes or so, to reach out to the poor that were in their midst. Some of the poor were at St. Matthew's house, and actually other people even within this parish who just needed a listening ear and a hug and a helping hand. And I know there are many, many other stories that some of you haven't even shared with me of things that you did. And so as we sung that song today, the servant song, Reaching Out in Love, I just want to give thanks today for your ministry to one another. And I just want to let you know how much you touch other people's hearts and how much the Lord is using you to make a difference in his name in the lives of other people. And for that, I rejoice and I give thanks to God. The other thing all of you are aware of as well who have been here is I've been sharing a little story about a little girl who wanted to go to Sunday school and was turned away because it was too crowded. And thankfully, the pastor was coming in the other way and found a room for her in Sunday school, and she was so elated to be there. And in fact, today we have our youth Sunday school going on simultaneously right now in Sugden Hall, which we give thanks to God for. Well, this little girl was so touched by being able to be in Sunday school that she wanted other children to go. 2 years after that, she was found dead in one of the poor tenements that surrounded that church, and they found a crumpled little red purse, and in it, 57 cents with a note that read, "This is for the little church so that it would grow bigger so that all the children who want to go to Sunday school can." And it was a very powerful story, a story that's timeless. Here I am today continuing to share it with all of you because it so moves our heart, and it moves many other hearts as well. Part of that story is as follows. A newspaper learned of the story and published it. It was read by a wealthy realtor who offered them a parcel of land worth thousands of dollars. When told that the church could not pay that much, he offered to sell it to the little church for 57 cents. So you see that story of a little girl's generosity, a sacrificial gift. In that day, and even in this day, 57 cents won't buy a whole lot. But it really wasn't the size of the gift. It was the size of the heart in the gift and the sacrifice that was beautiful to God. And not only was it beautiful to God and beautiful to the people who heard it and all of us who hear it today, but it was beautiful to that wealthy realtor who read that story and was so moved, he was willing to sell a parcel of land worth thousands upon thousands of dollars for 57 cents. What a powerful story. You know, the reality is that as I reflect with you today on the stewardship of our talents, that wealthy realtor was obviously given the gift of dealing with land and property. I imagine over time he had made lots and lots of money. I imagine he had a number of different homes. I imagine his bank account was pretty big. I imagine in his day, he was a shaker and a mover in his city. But I would submit to you that out of all of the beautiful and wonderful things that he had done in his life, as rich as he was in so many different material and financial ways, I believe one of the richest moments in his life was when he sold that piece of land to the church for 57 cents. How powerful that must have been for him. How wonderful that must have been for him to share the gift of his talent in that way. Today in the Gospel of Luke, we read, "Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your laps. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." And it's interesting, as you look at that gospel reading today, look a little bit before that as well. You'll notice in this particular text that Jesus is talking about the fruits of the Spirit. He's talking about, let me say, the talent that every Christian is invited to walk in and called to walk in, and that is the talent of love. Jesus said, "You will know them by their love for one another." It is supposed to be one of the defining marks of the Christian community. And Jesus defines that even more in this particular scripture in Luke. And what he shares with you and me is that we're to love in an extravagant way. We're to love in an abundant way. We're to love in a way that is beyond our own human capability. Love your enemies. Be merciful. Forgive those who have wronged you. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Again, I don't know about you, but as I read a scripture like this, I read the words and I say, geez, these are really great goals. This is the kind of life I would like to live, but often as I read it, I also come to the reality of how far I fall short. Of how much not only I, but others that I know have a hard time really forgiving and forgetting. How difficult it is at times to have mercy. And to love your enemy, well, that's a whole nother level, isn't it? But you see, Jesus is inviting us in his words to us in this gospel to walk in the talent, if you will, of his love that all Christians are to be walking in. A love that is generous. A love that is abundant. A love that is merciful and not judging and that is kind and that is giving. A love that is beyond your human capacity and mine as well. It is a divine love. It is a gift of the Holy Spirit. And so I want to invite you and I, as we reflect on the stewardship of our talents, to first of all embrace the great talent that God has called us to, and that would be the gift of love. What other talents do you have? What other gifts do you have? Maybe there's a supernatural gift of healing or praying for people. Maybe you have a gift of prophecy or a word of knowledge that's talked about in 1 Corinthians. There can be all kinds of different supernatural gifts that people have. Maybe you have a gift of administration or a gift of hospitality. Maybe your talent is loving and caring for people and coming alongside them and listening to them. There can be all kinds of varieties of talents and abilities that different people have, and they're expressed through different people in unique ways. And so what I'd like to do today is to make a talent suggestion. I'd like to invite you along with me to consider the talents that you have. In particular, first of all, the talent of love that God has given each one of us. And wherever you are in that area, wherever you are at this moment, to be open to God, increasing that by the power of his Holy Spirit in your life. And be open this week to sharing that talent with somebody else who needs it. That might be somebody who's in your family, or a neighbor, or a friend, or maybe even an enemy of yours. And God is speaking to you at this moment, or maybe will later on today, this week, and say to you, you know what, that's the person I want you to go to. That's the person I want you to invest 57 minutes of your time with this week in prayer and getting together with them in some way, whether it's an email or a letter, or actually sitting down with them and exercising forgiveness and mercy and loving and caring for them. And tapping into God's Spirit and grace in your presence in being able to do that. And then maybe there's another talent that you can share with people this coming week. Maybe it's serving the poor at St. Matthew's House. Maybe it's praying for somebody for healing in their life. Maybe it's taking time to actually be with that person who keeps coming back to your mind, but you've been too busy to get together with them because of everything else in your life, but they keep coming upon your heart. And guess why that's happening? It's because God wants you to go and be with them and spend some time with them. And this is your week to do that and to share your talent with them, to share the gift of your presence, and to pray with them, maybe for healing, maybe just for a particular need that they have in their life, or just to listen to them and hear what's going on with them at this moment. You can share your talent in a physical way. Maybe you'll take them out for ice cream or for a meal. But if you do that, be abundant. Spend some money. Spend some time with them. Be with them. Be extravagant and give to them. And also in a spiritual way as well. As you take time to be with this person over this coming week or with this group of people as you minister to them, give in a way that is abundant for you. Press down and shaken over a good measure. For the measure with which you give, it will be given back to you as well. I want to be an encouragement to you today. And the encouragement I want to give you is to realize that God has given you a gift in the depth of your spirit. A gift that he wants you to share. It's part of your stewardship. And it's the gift of you. It's the gift of your presence. It's the gift of your love. It's the gift of you giving yourself to another person or a situation this week, the unique talent that you have that nobody else can give. And as God invites you and gives you that opportunity this week, don't be thinking about the other person who could be doing this. Don't be looking over your shoulder to say, you're not talking to me, God. It must be for this other person over here. I can't do that. Yes, you can. It's the reason why God is speaking that to you. It's the reason why God is putting this on your heart. It's the reason why I'm sharing this with you today about the talent or talents that God has given you. It's because God wants you to use them. God wants you to share them. And God wants you to be a blessing in his name. At times, it is scary to reach out. At times, you're not sure how people are going to respond to you. At times, you're not sure if people are going to be open to receiving what you have to give to them. They might reject you. They might say no to you. They might not welcome you. They might not return your phone call. They might not connect with you. They might say no to your love. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. I pray that they say yes. They'll be blessed by it. But what matters is that you reach out. What matters is that you seek to give. What matters is that you share the gift of who you are with them in the name of Jesus. And as you do that, God will honor you. God will bless you. And God will use you in a way that is wonderful and beautiful and powerfully touches their life. So be encouraged this day with the stewardship of your talent, with the stewardship of your presence, with the gift of who you are in God. Whether you're a little girl with 57 cents or a wealthy realtor with millions of dollars in the bank and acres of land, whoever you are, may God give you and I the grace to share the gift of our presence and the gift of his love with one another.